Great. Well, my name is Aaron Sissel. Don't worry about the pronunciation because I'm used to that. I don't worry about it. I'm going to talk today about cardiovascular health status by occupation group. And I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues. Taylor Shockey was the first author on this study, and she works on my team at NIOSH. And we collaborated with Erica Odom, who's in the Chronic Disease Center, and she works in the Division for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention. So this type of data is an example of data that does facilitate collaborations. It's one of the reasons I wanted to present it to this group. And, we are experts in workers and industry and occupation, and many other groups are experts on various diseases and health behaviors. The background on this, which I'm sure many of you know, cardiovascular disease is one of the most important, well, it's the leading cause of death in the U.S., and so it's a very important public health problem. And American Heart Association has established 7 ideal cardiovascular health behaviors or modifiable factors to improve outcomes and for prevention. And I'm sure most of you in the room are aware of these factors, and they can be called cardiovascular health metrics. For example, not smoking, or another one's having normal weight. There are 7. And CDC uses these same 7 as communicating with the public. These are the things you should do. And we have one additional one, which is moderate alcohol consumption. But that's not one of the 7 of American Heart Association. Meeting 6 or 7 of these 7 is associated with a lower risk of all-cause cardiovascular disease mortality compared to persons who meet 0 to 1. Previous studies have established that. And few adults actually meet all 7 of the CHMs. About half of the U.S. adults are working. And the reason this is important to us at NIOSH is that this is a major cause of annual lost productivity in the U.S., cardiovascular morbidity and mortality, about $120 billion a year. The purpose of this particular study was to evaluate cardiovascular health status among current workers by occupation group. So we kind of had a hypothesis going in and using this data of, does occupation matter? Does it make a difference? The null hypothesis would just be there's no difference. After you control for other things, other demographics, it doesn't make any difference at all. The data source was the 2013 BRFSS data. It's a many of you are familiar with this. It's a national survey done collaboratively by the CDC and the states and territories, and gathers information annually on health conditions, behaviors, and health services access for adults. And we added a industry and occupation module starting in 2013. So this was the first year that the data was available, and 21 states administered the optional module. The module was 2 questions, and the questions were asked only of people who were currently employed or out of work less than a year. And it was asking about what kind of business or industry do you work in, that's industry, and what kind of work do you do, that's occupation. And what we were looking for is very short responses, 2 to 3 words. They were recorded as free text, and they were later coded by NIOSH using the census code system, the 2002 census codes. And for this particular study, we only used occupation, and they were grouped into the 22 standard major occupation groups. The cardiovascular health metrics, each of them was derived from either 1 or more BRFSS questions. For example, diet relied on multiple questions. And for each individual CHM, they were scored either 0 for not ideal, which means not meeting it, or 1 for meeting ideal. So the higher the score, the better. The possible scores for the 7 would be 0 to 7. And we decided for the purposes of this analysis to dichotomize the summary scores into less than or equal to 2, so 0 to 2, or 3 to 7. And a note on the format of the BRFSS questions, It's all self-reported information. However, the format of the questions for disease information or conditions like high blood pressure is, has a doctor, nurse, or other health professional ever told you that? And then the condition is listed. Presumably, the person can more accurately recall that, and it's less subject to bias than just asking them, do you have high blood pressure? The physical activity, there's an important disclaimer here. It's leisure time physical activity that's asked on the BRFSS, and it does not collect information about physical activity at work. You'll see why that's important later. We analyzed the data by occupation, and we adjusted for other demographic variables, which would be potential confounders, using logistic regression models. We started with this 1 year's data with 102,000 workers, excluded those that were missing occupation, a few others, and also excluded those who were missing one or more of the responses for the seven CHMs. Ended up with about 65% of the original sample of currently employed for the analysis. Here are the results for some of the demographics among the currently employed. So this is employed people only. And you can see that the prevalence of meeting 0 to 2, and remember, 0 to 2 is not good. That's poor. So that's what we're trying to do something about or trying to present. The prevalence of this varied by these demographic factors. For example, men have a higher prevalence of meeting 0 to 2 than women, and it matters on education. There's a significant effect there, with more educated people having a significantly lower prevalence of meeting 0 to 2. For other demographics, age and race, ethnicity, similarly, this is well known. These factors are well associated with cardiovascular health status. 3 minutes? Uh-oh. Okay, so I'm going to have to jump to, this is a very quick overview, and hopefully this will interest you enough to look at our MMWR article, which came out last year. But here's an example of, for the individual metrics, smoking and two others, the green are the highest, the ones that had the lowest prevalence of not ideal, and the red or the pink are the ones with the highest. So you can see there's some patterns here. For example, transportation and material moving on all three was among the highest. Jumping to some of the other individual metrics, you see some similar patterns. There are certain occupations that are either better or worse than the others. Summary. Results, this was adding up, so for 0 to 7 for each respondent, and then looking at all major occupation groups, here are the highest and the lowest. So the least healthy, transportation and material moving, and community and social services, for example, social workers, had the highest prevalence of meeting 0 to 2 overall. And arts, design, entertainment, sports and media, farm, fishing and forestry, and production had the lowest prevalences. And these were all adjusted for age, sex, race, ethnicity, and education. So the discussion is transportation and material moving, they're really not very healthy. And this is consistent with a previous study NASH had done. It's one of the least healthy groups of adults in the U.S. Occupation group is significantly associated with the metrics, both individually and summary, after adjusting for potential confounders. And there are significant health disparities among occupation groups. The results can be used both by states and employers to target cardiovascular disease prevention programs, including workplace health promotion programs. And I would also refer you again to the MMWR article. Here's the citation and the URL for it, because it's difficult to absorb all this in this very, very short amount of time, but hopefully you'll be interested and we'll look at the details yourself later. That's all. Thank you. Occupation with the cardiovascular health metrics, and I mentioned that, try to go to that table. I think I will jump to the one that shows the summary scores. And yeah, you see certain occupations are lower prevalence of the bad thing, which is zero, meeting only 0 to 2, and other occupations have higher. So the lower ones, the physical activity during the job was not measured. So the ones that are lowest, production, which would be largely manufacturing, farming, fishing, and forestry, and arts, design, entertainment, sports, and media, those are ones that would tend to have higher physical activity on the job. So it does appear that those are protective in terms of overall cardiovascular health. But we can't say that for sure. It wasn't measured. Certainly the ones that are worst in terms of the health status, transportation and material moving, and community and social services, they are largely sedentary jobs. Even truck drivers, they're sitting most all the time. So I think the one message from this is that a sedentary job is a significant occupational risk. It has not been viewed as such historically in the U.S., but it's probably one of the largest occupational risks in the United States. Yes.
Okay. So, like, would you guys consider a calculated variable that gives us that? Because we only have leisure time, physical activity to work with, and we are desperate for, or I would love to have access to a variable that captured physical activity at non-leisure time.
That might
be an avenue towards that, potentially.
Well, so the point was about, you know, could CDC or NIOSH come up with a calculated variable for physical activity at work for the major occupation groups, at least. That's an interesting suggestion. I'm not sure we could do it. It's possible we could work on that. The problem is there's a considerable amount of variability within each of these groups, because these are major occupation groups, and then there's 22 of these, and I mentioned originally the census-level occupations, there's 574 of them, so there can be considerable variation within these groups. But it's worth some thought, and it's worth us thinking about, you know, trying to come up with a calculated variable if there were data sources that we could rely on to calculate such a variable. But, if you go back and look at some of the individual metrics too, you know, there's certainly, the overall message is there's a lot of variation between different occupation groups for the individual metrics, and it has to do not just with physical activity at work, we believe, but other characteristics of the job. For example, access to health care varies tremendously by occupation in the U.S. And other factors, access to healthy food, healthy diet.